欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是小北，
我是 Mike。
杨林，你快给我回来主持节目。
That's right, end your vacation and fly back to DC.
没错，赶快飞回来，自己在北京探亲度假，让我在这顶班，真是岂有此理。
Okay, calm down, 小北。You know what they say, the show must go on. Let's go ahead and preview today's show, shall we?
哎，说的也是。行吧，那就介绍一下今天的节目吧。今天呢，我们要听听别人失业之后的心声，谈谈如何开始新的人生，还要来学怎么说灰色地带。
But first, let's learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
impersonator. Impersonator is spelled I-M-P-E-R-S-O-N-A-T-O-R. Impersonator.
Impersonator, 假扮别人的人。
The couple was robbed by a police impersonator.
这对夫妇被一个假警察给抢了。
The doctor impersonator who scammed pharmacies was arrested.
那个假冒医生从药房骗钱的人被抓住了。在美国，假冒猫王已经成为了一种职业，很多电影里都有这样的场景。
A young couple went to Las Vegas and got married by an Elvis impersonator.
年轻恋人跑到拉斯维加斯，由猫王模仿者主持婚礼结婚。
Professional Elvis impersonators work all over the world as entertainers.
世界各地都有职业猫王扮演者客串表演。好的，今天我们学习的词是
impersonator, impersonator.Impersonator.
Impersonator, 模仿者。哎，那现在我给杨林代班。Should I be a 杨林 impersonator? 欢迎大家来到这期的美。
You can just be your awesome self, shall we?
Yeah. What do you think 杨林 is doing right now in Beijing?
I bet she's eating 羊肉串 all day long and relaxing and hanging out with friends and having a good time.
同意。大吃大喝是肯定的了。哎，不过她那么怕发胖，应该管管自己的嘴。
Yep, she should go easy on all the homemade heavy meals.
那在下面的 words and idioms 中，我们就来学学这个 go easy on。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第998讲，我是小北。
我是 Dan。
我的小侄女在学钢琴，她妈妈对她要求严格，每天练琴5个小时，弹不完就不要出去和朋友们玩。在钢琴比赛中，她得了2名，要说已经挺厉害的了，可是却被她妈妈训了一顿，因为没拿到冠军。这种严厉的方式我可有点看不惯，这也让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Go easy on。Easy is spelled E-A-S-Y. Go easy on.
Easy 是容易的意思。To go easy on someone or something. 意思就是温和有耐心地对待某人或某事。如果我的女儿在钢琴比赛中得了2名，我绝对不会批评她。
I'd go easy on her.
我会和颜悦色地对她。我可不想当个 tiger mom, 虎妈。在下面的例子中，我们要听听一本介绍美国历史上著名罪犯阿尔卡彭的书。
In this book, Al Capone is almost celebrated as a businessman who makes generous contributions to charities. The author goes easy on his subject. The truth is that Capone was a gangster who made money smuggling illegal alcohol. He also engaged in gambling and prostitution.And let's not forget he had several people murdered.
这段话是说，在这本书中，阿尔卡彭几乎被歌颂成了一个对慈善事业慷慨解囊的商人。书的作者显然对他所描写的人物心慈手软了。其实，阿尔卡彭是个黑道人物，靠走私非法酒赚钱，还参与赌博和卖淫。另外，别忘了他手上还有很多条人命呢。阿尔卡彭在美国可是著名历史人物，而且是小说、电影等艺术作品很青睐的人物。不可否认，虽然他不是好人，但却是一个有意思的人。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
In this book, Al Capone is almost celebrated as a businessman who makes generous contributions to charities. The author goes easy on his subject. The truth is that Capone was a gangster who made money smuggling illegal alcohol. He also engaged in gambling and prostitution. And let's not forget, he had several people murdered.
Go easy on something 还有一个意思就是少量的使用某物。我们一起去听听下面这个例句。
I grew up in Mexico, where the food can be really spicy. When I cook for my American friends, however, I have to remember that some people prefer milder flavors. I've gone easy on the hot chilies I knew from when I was a boy. I only put a lot of them in a dish when I know my guests appreciate the bolder taste.
这段话是说我在墨西哥长大，那里的饭菜特别的辣。不过，当我给美国朋友做饭时，我得提醒自己，有些人不喜欢吃太辣。我现在做饭时的辣椒用量已经比我小时候吃的少多了。只有当我的客人都喜欢更辣、更重的口味时，我才会在菜里放很多辣椒。除了口味上的考虑，有时出于健康原因，我们也要少吃某种东西。比如，我妈妈的医生就建议她减少钠的摄入量。
That's why she's been going easy on the salt when she cooks or eats out.
因此她做饭或者在外面吃的时候都要少吃盐。我朋友胃酸过多。
So she was advised to go easy on sodas and coffee.
所以医生建议她少喝汽水和咖啡。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I grew up in Mexico, where the food can be really spicy. When I cook for my friends, however, I have had to remember that some people prefer milder flavors. I've gone easy on the hot chilies I knew from when I was a boy. I only put a lot of them in a dish when I know my guests appreciate the bolder taste.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 go easy on, 意思是可以耐心温和地对待某人或者少用某物。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，谢谢各位的收听。哎 ，Mike， 现在还没出蛇年正月，我得给你拜年呀！过年好
啊、哦！恭喜发财，红包拿来！
嘿，就知道红包。不过要说过年呢，也是有人欢喜有人愁。
Why Chinese New Year's should be all about happiness？
你可不知道，你去亲戚家串门，三姑六婆对你大拷问，你可招架不住。比如我有个朋友，他刚刚失业了，本来就郁闷着呢，这个春节还不免要把这个坏消息一一告诉亲戚朋友，你说多烦人呀。
That's right, as if losing a job isn't bad enough. Actually, in today's business etiquette, we will listen to the story of a person who just got fired.
礼节美语
Suzanne 约朋友 Mickey 一起吃午饭。
Mickey, good to see you. It's been too long.
Hi, Suzanne. You're right. It has been too long.
Did you find something on the menu that interests you? Sorry, I'm late for our lunch. Traffic was terrible.
Yeah, I think I'll have a chicken Caesar salad.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, is everything okay? You seem kind of down.
I got laid off last Friday.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Suzanne 跟 Mickey 很久没见面，发现 Mickey 心事重重，情绪不高。
Seem kind of down. Down.
在这里是形容词，意思是情绪低落。原来 Mickey 上星期五被炒了鱿鱼。
He got laid off.
也可以说
He was let go.
丢了工作，难怪心情沮丧。我们来听听这是为什么。
They said it had nothing to do with my performance.They just need to try and save on costs. So, they're axing a bunch of jobs.
Oh, losing a job is such a nasty experience.
Yep, it sure is. I guess I have been a bit depressed.
You know, I remember when I got fired from my job as a senior manager with a web design company. I felt awful for weeks. But you know something? Getting fired turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me.
Mickey 被解雇是因为公司要削减开支，所以
They axed a bunch of jobs. Axe is spelled A-X.
或者
A-X-E.
作为动词是砍的意思。他丢了工作，心情十分抑郁。
Depressed.
Suzanne 安慰他说，自己也曾有过类似经历，好几个星期都缓不过来。但是最后证明
，Getting fired turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me.
被开除是他这辈子最幸运的事儿。这怎么可能呢？我们继续听。
And why was that?
It gave me a jolt that I really needed. I was just coasting along in my position day in and day out, never really thinking about my life or my career.
So getting fired helped you reflect on these things.
Absolutely. I started asking myself what I really wanted to do.
You know, that makes sense. Our daily routines can turn into habits. I've been working at this company for almost 8 years, and I have kind of been running on autopilot.
Suzanne 说失业
gave me a jolt. Jolt is spelled J-O-L-T. Jolt.
这里是震动的意思。他说有工作的时候他从来都是
coast along day in and day out coast along
作为词组意思是不用花一点努力随波逐流
day in and day out
意思是日复一日年复一年过着这样的生活怎么还会想着如何进取呢被解雇后他才开始思考这些问题
to reflect on things
意思是反思 Mickey 深有同感说自己在原来的公司已经干了将近八年了。
I have been running on autopilot. Autopilot.
自动驾驶。工作已经成了一种习惯，顺手就干了，好像是
Run on autopilot.
现在没有工作了，他下一步有什么打算呢？我们下次继续听。人们说，树挪死，人挪活。这么看来，失去工作倒是给人生打开了一个新的契机。
Yep, that means you have to get out of your comfort zone now and start from scratch again. It's a challenge, but an opportunity as well.
没错，机遇与挑战并存嘛。好了，咱们就把刚才的对话听完，看看 Suzanne 是怎么把失业变成一件好事的。
礼节美语
Mickey 刚失业，跟朋友 Suzanne 一起吃饭。Suzanne 劝他说，这未必不是件好事儿。他说
，Back at my old job, there were some days where I barely used my brain at all. I just did the same thing over and over again.
So what happened after you got fired? Did a new opportunity come your way?
Not exactly. It took me about a year to figure out that opportunities weren't going to come my way.I learned that you have to create your own opportunities.
So that's when you started your company?
Yeah. I always had an interest in gardening, so I thought to myself, there must be a lot of people who also have this interest and would like to have a garden, but don't have the time to set one up.
Suzanne 说，原来工作的时候，总是同样的工作来回做。
Did the same thing over and over again.
完全不用大脑。失业后，他用一年的时间才发现，机会不会自己找上门来。
Opportunities weren't going to come my way.
还不如自己去创造机会。于是他决定自己开公司，帮助那些喜欢园艺但没时间整理花园的人整理花园。
So now you go around making custom designed gardens for homes and offices, right?
Yes. I never would have thought in a million years that my interest in gardening would turn into a career. If I hadn't gotten fired, I would have never found my calling.
Hey, that's cool.And it does offer me some hope. I guess I need to do some thinking about what I really want to do.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I spent almost 1 year doing odd jobs and trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Not having a stable income can be difficult.
因此 ,Suzanne 开了一家公司,专门为公司和家庭
custom design,
量身定做花园。她说,要不是被解雇,她死也不会想到自己的爱好竟然会成为职业。
In a million years.
是一种夸张的说法，就是无论如何也不会的意思。正是被解雇，才让他最终找到了自己的
calling. Calling is spelled C-A-L-L-I-N-G. Calling.
一个人最适合的职业。他说，不过这个过程也很艰难，他足足打了一年的零工才走出低谷。
Odd jobs.
是零工的意思。Mickey 听了以后深受启发。
Yeah, right now I have some savings, so I'll be good for about 6 months. But if I can't find something after that, it's going to start getting tough.
Do you have a dream or something you've always wanted to do?
Well, I have always had the idea of opening a bicycle store. I'm talking about selling rare, vintage, or special custom-made bikes.
Mickey 说自己的存款有限，撑半年还行，再久就扛不住了。Suzanne 问他有没有什么梦想，他说他一直想开一家自行车店，专卖那些不多见、古色古香或是定做的自行车。他在这里用的
Vintage is spelled V-I-N-T-A-G-E, vintage.
意思是老式的、古典的。
Interesting. Cycling is quite a trend these days, and if you can find bicycles that no one else has, it just might work.
I've always been interested in bicycles, and I know a lot about them.I never thought I would have a chance to open a bike store.
Give it some thought. This could be your calling in life.
I'll think about it. Thanks, Suzanne. Now, let's eat.
Suzanne 说 ,Mickey 想开自行车店的梦想很有意思,因为现在流行汽车。
It's quite a trend.
Suzanne 觉得 ,Mickey 可以认真地琢磨琢磨。
Give it some thought.
好好想想,没准真能行呢。Mickey 听了很受鼓舞，说从来没想到自己这辈子真能开一家自行车店，实现自己的梦想。
If Mickey opens up a bicycle shop, then his interest in collecting vintage bicycles can also be his career. That's fantastic!
没错，兴趣变成职业，一举两得。那我们下面要学的这个词就能用在这儿，咱们听一听。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
dual. Dual is spelled D-U-A-L, dual.
Dual, 双重的。
A number of Taiwan residents who hold dual citizenships have chosen to renounce their American citizenship to avoid paying taxes under the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act.
一些拥有双重国籍的台湾人决定放弃美国国籍，以免交按照海外账户税收法案必须交纳的税款。
In a new book, two doctors claim that the rising cost of medical care in the U.S. is a dual threat to our health and pocketbooks.
两个医生在发表的新书中说，美国不断上涨的医疗开销是对民众健康和钱袋的双重威胁。好的，今天我们学习的词是
dual, dual, dual.
哎 ，Mike， 你说杨林这回回国探亲休假。会不会顺便相亲找个男朋友啊
？Wow! If that's the case, the trip will serve a dual purpose.
可不是吗？要不咱们打个电话问问他吧。
Good idea. But does that make us nosy?
不会吧？这不是关心同事吗
I'm not sure. Let's first listen to a new episode of Words and Idioms and talk about this later.
Okay, 好吧。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第999讲。我是小北，
我是 Dan。
美国大选结束了，各种拉票和选战活动也终于告一段落。就拿我们家附近的教会来说，他们现在不用再向教友们推荐应该给哪个候选人投票了。美国禁止宗教机构支持某一候选人，不过有些教会会打打擦边球。他们不明确支持某个人，却以推荐的方式帮这个人拉票。这两者之间的界限很模糊，让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
gray area. Gray is spelled G-R-A-Y and area, A-R-E-A. Gray area, gray area.
Gray area, 灰暗、灰色地带，也就是不明确、不清楚的状态。
While there are laws that prohibit a church from directly supporting a particular politician, offering suggestions for how to vote is more of a gray area.
虽然法律明令禁止教会直接支持某个政客，但是向教友建议如何投票却属于合法性模糊不清的做法。好的，我们再来听另外一个例句。
Sports trainers at the professional, college, and even high school level are becoming more involved whenever a head injury occurs. But what about when kids who play sports get hurt? That's still a gray area. It's unclear how carefully anyone is paying attention to that age group.
这段话是说，在职业赛场、大学甚至高中里，遇到有球员在运动中头部受伤的事情，教练都比以前更上心了。不过，如果是小孩子在运动中伤了头呢？这还不好说。目前还说不清人们对这个年龄层的受伤情况到底给予了多少注意。头部受伤的确应该得到重视，特别是家长们应该马上带孩子去医院检查。有句话说
Better safe than sorry，
就是宁可事先谨慎过头也好过事后后悔。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Sports trainers at the professional, college, and even high school level are becoming more involved whenever a head injury occurs. But what about when kids who play sports get hurt? That's still a gray area. It's unclear how carefully anyone is paying attention to that age group.
很多计算机机房都禁止人们带吃的和饮料进去，这是因为食品的碎屑和饮料中的糖分对电脑键盘的损伤非常大。不过
Bottled water seems to represent a gray area.
瓶装水在这个问题上似乎没有定论，有的机房让带，有的不让带。好的，让我们听一个新的例句。
When you're driving for a company, can you talk or text on your phone?Most employers never had a specific policy. That's no longer true. Because of too many accidents and lawsuits, there are now rules that everyone can understand. There's no gray area. Using electronic devices is absolutely not allowed while on the job.
这段话是说如果你是司机，在开车的时候能够讲电话或者发短信吗？以前大部分的雇主都没有明确规定，现在情况不同了。由于大量事故和官司的出现，现在有了人人都能明白的规定，再也没有什么模棱两可的了。在工作开车时绝不能使用电子设备。在我看来，不光司机开车不能打电话或发短信，任何人在开车的时候都应当集中精力，不能玩手机，不然一个疏忽大意，害人害己。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
When you're driving for a company, can you talk or text on your phone? Most employers never had a specific policy.That's no longer true. Because of too many accidents and lawsuits, there are now rules that everyone can understand. There's no gray area. Using electronic devices is absolutely not allowed while on the job.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 gray area。意思是模糊不清的状态，灰色地带。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，谢谢各位的收听。
I guess asking Yanglin whether she's going on blind dates will be a gray area between we care and we're nosy.
But it's more like on the we care side, isn't it?
走，这就打电话拷问Yanglin去。同学们，节目就到这儿了啊，拜拜吧，拜拜吧。
小伟 ，we still need to end this show properly. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at mayu@voanews.com. Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
哎呀，走吧，走吧。
See you next time.
English 三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天为您播出美语三级跳节目恋爱单元的高级课程。
Kevin set up his friend Emily on a date with another one of his friends. Today, Kevin and Emily are meeting to talk about how the date went last night.
So, how did your date with my friend Paul go last night? Don't you think he's a really great guy?
Unfortunately, Kevin, I can't tell you anything about Paul.
Why not? You didn't like him? I was sure you guys would be a good match.
Actually, Paul stood me up.
Aw, man!
Paul stood you up? You mean he never came to the date?
Nope. I waited for a full hour, and he never came.
Huh? Stand someone up? 这不是指放别人鸽子吗？这么说 ,Kevin 的朋友 Paul...他让 Emily 白等了一个小时，太过分了。
No doubt about it, Winnie. It would be bad enough if Emily and Paul didn't get along. But it's much worse that Paul didn't even show up for the date.
就是啊，真不知道 Kevin 他要怎么解释呢。
In the next section, listen for the phrase, go out for drinks, which means to go to a bar and drink alcohol.
Really? Are you sure you were at the right place?Maybe you were confused about where to meet.
No, he suggested we go out for drinks at a bar downtown, and he gave me the address. I wrote it down on my calendar, so there's no way I was at the wrong place.
Well, I guess Paul can be a flake sometimes. He says he's going to be somewhere, and then he either forgets about that appointment or decides to do something else instead at the last minute.
I can't stand flaky people, so it probably wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Professor Bowman, Kevin 说 Paul 有时是个 flake, 那是什么意思啊?
Winnie, flake is a slang word to describe a person who is not reliable. Also, you can say someone is flaky.
Oh, flake 就是那些靠不住、说话不算数的人。这种人怎么能做男朋友嘛?
Yes, flaky people can be really annoying.In the next section, listen for the phrase pickup line, which is a set phrase men use to introduce themselves to women they don't know.
So what happened? You just sat at the bar by yourself?
Oh, it was terrible. I pretended I was writing text messages on my phone to look busy, but all these guys kept coming over and giving me these lame pickup lines.
Oh, no. What kind of pickup lines?
Oh, you know, they would pretend that we had met before as an excuse to introduce themselves.
Emily 真够倒霉的耶。很多男人过来跟她搭讪，而且他们的 pick-up line, 搭讪的话都很老套。比如啊，假装以前在哪里见过啊。哼，现在谁还会相信这种话啊？
Winnie, in the next section, listen for the phrase to blow someone off.Which means to show that you are not interested in talking so that the person goes away.
Oh, to blow someone off, 就是表现出没兴趣好让别人走开。
Wow, that sounds really awkward. What did you do?
Well, I kept trying to blow them off, but it didn't work. They just kept trying to talk to me and ask me out on dates.
I guess men don't have that problem when they go to bars alone.Usually women don't try to hit on them like that.
Exactly. Sometimes I wish I were a guy so I could go to a bar and just enjoy my drink and not have anyone bother me.
哎呦，这些男人真烦呢。Emily 不理他们，他们还没完没了地搭讪呢。
Well, Winnie, you know, a lot of people would like to have Emily's problem.
Well, I'm sorry your blind date was such a disaster. How can I make it up to you?
I know. I'm going to find the weirdest girl in the world and make you go out on a date with her.
Oh, no. 为了要惩罚 Kevin, Emily 要找个世上最奇怪的女孩让 Kevin 跟她去约会呢。
So, Winnie, the lesson of the story is?
别随便给好朋友撮合,否则啊,后果自负。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。